Welcome to the Van City Midweek Podcast. Today we are talking about worship.
Hey everybody, my name is Levi, and today on the Van City Midweek Podcast, we're having a little conversation about worship, and joining me is Lexi.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Lexi, we've known each other for quite a few years now, I feel like.
Yeah.
You've been around Van City since...
For about 7 years almost now.
Oh, dang. Yeah, and we've only been a church for 8 years. So.
I know. I just missed that 1 year.
Yeah. But for the time that you have been here, you've been involved with worship. How early on in you coming to Van City did you get plugged in with worship?
It was pretty early on. I remember telling myself not to start, but then the music was so good I couldn't not say yes. So, yeah, I think it was probably about 6 months in, I went up to somebody, probably Patrick, and I asked how to get going, and yeah, just kind of did the whole thing and just started from there. So nice. Pretty early on.
Yeah. And before you were at Van City, though, were you involved with worship stuff in other churches, or what's kind of your story there?
Yeah, I went to a small community church where I grew up in Camas, Washington, and it was a really great church for me, like especially in high school. It was like that perfect church where I just heard the gospel of Jesus, and I had a lot of older leaders that saw that I played guitar and I could sing and just invested in me and were like, come try out worship ministry. And I started playing music at that church, and I just never stopped. So probably from the age of like 16, and yeah, and now I'm like 28. So yeah.
Well, I won't tell you guys how old I am. Just joking. I'm 39.
Yeah, I could have told you.
But I feel like kind of maybe a similar thing for me. When a church that I kind of grew up in, when I was in middle school, mm-hmm. I started playing the bass guitar.
Oh, yeah.
In the eighth grade. I have no idea why I even chose that instrument. There was just something about it.
Because it's really cool.
Well, that's true. And I'm a really cool guy.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
And so are bass players. Okay.
We might want to cut that part out.
Okay.
Yeah. But I started getting involved with music at church, playing in like youth group and stuff.
Yeah.
My dad actually was a worship leader and played guitar, and him and my mom served with like the middle schoolers and stuff at our church, and like my dad would have me come along and like play bass with him. And, you know, pretty soon we had like a little band and a friend of mine that played drums.
That's so cool.
But that was a really like great opportunity, I think, as a young person to get involved with what was going on in the church.
Oh yeah.
To play music with other people, which was a really great way of like just learning how to play music and get better.
Similar to your story, except for mine was like my youth pastor and a couple of my youth leaders, which was really cool. And so they let me own a lot of it, which I really liked, because they were like, hey, we don't really have the time to do this at youth group, but you're here anyway. And so they just let me own it. And I think getting that ownership at a young age empowered me in a lot of like my worship ministry now, I would think so. So yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think that's cool that you got to do it with your family too. That's pretty rad.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, and then kind of I remember that transition of going into like playing for big church.
Oh, you know, my gosh, like yeah.
On the worship team in front of the whole congregation and that kind of stuff. And just the fun that it was. Mm-hmm. But also like a really great, you know, as someone who's a musician, feeling like this is a really great way to connect with God. And, you know, obviously, like, playing worship music, you know, and there's kind of, I think, probably an understanding of what that means when we're talking about church. And when we say worship, and, you know, we know that worship isn't just solely about music. But that's a big aspect of what it is for the community of a church and kind of this congregational type thing. So, you know, I know that participating in worship has been really meaningful to me. How has participating in worship been, I guess, a meaningful experience for you? But then, you know, how has that kind of maybe changed or developed over the years, like your experience with worship? And
yeah, I mean, it's been meaningful in a lot of ways, just because experiencing worship from the stage or like leading wise is a very unique experience that if you haven't had it, I guess you wouldn't necessarily. It's just really cool to see people engaging in something that you're also participating in, something that you like, you're doing this thing, you're playing these songs, but it's not just music, like you're saying. It's, you're seeing these people have an experience with the Holy Spirit, with God. You're seeing people go for prayer and healing. And so that experience, being able to like see how the church moves on like a Sunday gathering or at youth groups and things like that, has been huge for my own journey and my own faith journey, and being able to, I don't know, it just gives me a lot of hope in the church a lot of the time.
Yeah. I, just a couple weeks ago, we celebrated Easter, and you and I, you know, got to lead worship together with some other folks. Totally. And that was, I mean, you know, that's kind of like one of the big celebrations during the year, but it's really amazing feeling that sense of like, you know, yeah, even when you're up front and you're leading, but seeing the way that people respond, mm-hmm. And hearing their voices and seeing their hands raised, it's like there is this really cool sense of community. Yeah. And it's like the way that I get to worship in that moment, I think, is led by the congregation.
Absolutely.
Because when I see people responding, it kind of emboldens me a bit, you know, and it helps me take me into that place where it's like, oh man, God, you're showing up, Spirit, you're doing stuff, you're moving. Like, I can sense that you're in the room.
Yeah.
And it like leads me. So that's a thing. That's a really cool thing of, yeah, maybe we're up front sometimes, mm-hmm. like leading the church, but the church in turn is like helping to lead us and Absolutely. Encourage us. And it becomes kind of this, I think, great, you know, communal time where mm-hmm. we all are getting to direct our attention and our voices and everything in this kind of unified way toward God. And I really love that about worship. And that's something really meaningful, I think, to me about being getting to lead worship.
Yeah. And I often find myself like, it's very common, people will be like, thank you so much for leading. And I'll respond right back, thank you so much for reaching out, and thank you so much for worshiping with me. Because that's how I like to respond, because it's truly how I feel. And also, I think it's important for them to know that it is like, that's like, they're leading me as well. I think that's just as important for people to understand that it's not just a one-sided thing. It's
One, and we kind of talk about this every once in a while too at Van City, where you know, everybody who's coming to the gathering on a Sunday evening when we worship, there's a sense of like shared responsibility almost, like in a family. You know, we talk about this all the time. In a family, everybody contributes and everybody has mm-hmm. something to offer. And I think in worship, like, you know, just as much as if we're up on stage playing an instrument or singing, and the congregation is congregation is helping to lead us in worship, it's also an opportunity for them to help lead each other, you know, when someone who is maybe feeling discouraged or like not in a place where they really want to engage mm-hmm. in worship, that person that's next to them, that's, you know, singing loud and lifting their arms and, or seeing like all these people around you engaging in worship in that way, that can be a really big encouragement
yeah.
to people. So I know we always like really encourage everybody to say like, hey, you know, during this time, yeah, it's a chance for you to connect with God, but we're also here together, and it's a chance for us to contribute and to participate and to help lead one another
right.
in worship.
Yeah, I feel like that happens every Sunday here at Van City. I'll just hear the people around me, and I'm like, oh, I got to sing loud, too, because they're singing loud. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, so with all that, like, why is worship something that you continue to, like, come back to and to invest in and to, you know, spend your time doing these things?
Yeah, specifically with the music side of worship, I am a musician, so that is a lot of it, where I connect with music in a lot of ways. And so when it comes to worshiping Jesus and God, I just, it's hard to explain, but it is almost as easy as prayer for me when I will play a song on my guitar and start worshiping God, like alone in my house. Or, I will be very frank. I don't love worship music as like a genre that I'll listen to on my spare time. But there have been times where I will choose to listen to a worship album, and some of those words will speak right to my heart, and I'll just feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit in that moment. And so it's those moments where I see God using my creativity and using that side of my brain that wants to connect with him in that way. And it's intoxicating. It's exciting. I've been diving into writing more music and writing things that, yeah, it's just been really cool to get on in the creative side of things. And also, I'm naturally a very big hype person. If you haven't met me, you would probably soon find out if you did meet me, is kind of probably what I would assume.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So I love the hype of life. And so I don't know if that's like a really weird way to say that, but I'm a woo girl. I love to hoot and holler. And so that sounds so funny, but when you get to, this is such a weird tangent, but I'm just going to go for it. Growing up, I was in a sports family, and my family would always watch football on Sundays, and my dad would scream at the TV, and my brothers would scream at the TV, and they would woo and get so excited, and I'd get so annoyed because I'm not a sports girl. But and then they'd come to church with us on Sundays, and then they would stand all stiff and firm, and they would claim that they loved God, and my dad would preach about how much he loved Jesus, but then would be very like stoic in worship.
Yeah.
And then I saw some people in my church that would lift their hands and go crazy and woo. And I'm like, that makes way more sense to do that about the God that created the universe and you and me and can move mountains. It's way better to be wooing and hollering about that guy than the Seahawks. I'm so sorry, but it's, yeah.
Sorry to all the Seahawks fans.
Sorry to all the sports people. But yeah, and so just kind of seeing how worship is, it's not just music a lot of the time, but it's this act of glorifying the name of God. And God doesn't need worship, but it's the sense of, where we get to take this time and address our attention to him and praise him. And that is a moment where we connect with God. It's like in any relationship, if you weren't talking to your spouse and like saying, hey, I love you, like you're the best, like they may know that you love them and they may know that you think good things about them, but until you tell them, that's when that connection really happens. That's when that good stuff, that's when depth and intimacy happens in relationship. And it's the same with worship.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you make a lot of good points in there. And I feel like there's so many things I want to touch on.
I know, I went everywhere. I'm so sorry.
But, no, it's great. And I think one of the things, you know, you saying that you're a woo girl. Is that what you call it? But I think, like, you in particular at Van City during mm-hmm. worship, like, you know, the times when you're not on stage, but you're just in the congregation,
yeah.
but maybe like I'm up on stage and I'm leading worship or I'm in the band or something, like your enthusiasm mm-hmm. in particular. And I can hear you like, you know, whooping and like,
oh, yeah.
and getting into it. Like that's the same kind of thing we were just talking about earlier. When you feel like people are really engaging in worship, it helps to like lead you even yeah, as a leader.
Totally.
And I think you in particular do such a great job at that, of like expressing yourself and, you know, being that kind of hype person, honestly. Yeah. Like, you know, but it's so genuine too, I feel like, to knowing you. Like your personality.
Yeah.
And knowing you for years and being in community with you.
Yeah.
Lexi and I are in a community group together.
Yeah,
so.
We are. Every Tuesday.
Yeah. So this kind of pitch for community, if y'all are in a community,
it's so good.
Get in a community. But like, yeah, so knowing who you are,
mm-hmm.
You are like such an encourager, like during worship, but also just like for people, like in general.
Thank you.
And I think that really like comes out in the way that you lead worship and the way that you express yourself during worship. And I think totally. That's really encouraging for, you know, everybody who's around you. And honestly, I think can be an example for people of like, y'all be like Lexi in worship, you know?
Thank you so much.
Get into it. But you also, you know, you were talking about things with like saying, oh, maybe, you know, the sort of genre of worship. Because that, I mean, we all know, I think, that that's a thing.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
There is this... Yeah, this style and, mm-hmm. and whatever that, you know, is generally you think of, oh, this is worship music.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes that maybe is not like our favorite to
totally.
Listen to or whatever. And that's, that makes sense. But in like with other music or yeah. creative stuff, like, is that a way that you experience God and worship? Because I know for me, like, music that isn't, say, overtly, mm-hmm. like, Christian in its lyrical themes or whatever,
totally.
Or even something that's instrumental or something mm-hmm. that's, like, you know, darker sounding
yeah.
or really loud, whatever it is, I think because of the way that I connect with God through music,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I was even that way, like, from a really young person as a kid, like, having this sense of connection to God through music. There's times where, you know, I feel like I'm having a worship experience and experiencing the presence of God through music that is not quote unquote worship music.
Oh yeah, totally. I've experienced that probably more often
yeah.
than not. Yeah, there's been countless times where I'll be listening to an album that I've listened to a million times and something will just hit me and I'm like, holy cow, that was definitely not me. That was, yeah, it just, I could feel God convicting me. I think of like, Sufjan Stevens is a really big one.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily like not a Christian, but he's not necessarily like a Christian artist, but
yeah,
you know,
sure.
he's kind of a little bit ambiguous in that way. But, he had an album, Carrie and Lowell, and
yeah.
it came out, oh man, 2014, maybe 2013. And it changed my life. That album spoke to me in a lot of ways. The album had a lot to do with loss of his mother. And I've had a lot of loss in my life. And it just wrecked me. I went to the Oregon coast and listened to it for the first time. And I just remember weeping in
yeah.
front of God and being like, I'm like even tearing up now thinking about it. Because it was a moment for me where I was just completely in awe by how us humans are so broken and how we can all feel this shared trauma or this shared brokenness, and how this guy could hit, like, he could hit my emotions and hit what I was feeling in that moment so well. And
yeah.
it just felt like I was seen by God. And it was just a moment where, yeah, I always say that album changed my life, and it's
yeah.
not a worship album at all.
Yeah.
It's not worship
oh,
music
cool.
at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's really amazing how, yeah, I feel like God can take those kinds of things and still speak to us
yeah.
and, you know, for me, even like just the way that the music like sounds, harmony and melody and rhythm and all these things, like, you know, lyrics aside. It's like hearing a certain chord played or a certain melody line, like, and I just feel in that moment, like, honestly, really close to God. And it's, there's something about like, oh man, this, the beauty of this music, it's almost like the beauty of creation. And obviously this is something that people are creating, that you, you know, you look out on nature or something and you're just in awe of how creative God is. And, you know, I think the same with like music for me, I was like, man, God, you created that person and gave them the ability to make such beautiful and amazing art, whether overtly, you know, has worship or Christian lyrics or something. It still, for me, can be such an impactful moment of worship.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's so funny that you say that too, because there are times where I'll be listening to music that I just think sounds so dang good, and I'll just go, God, thank you so much for this person. Because it's true. Yeah. Like, I'm just like thankful that we are creative beings that get to be really creative. And I don't think that stops when it comes to a genre of music, when it comes to worship and stuff. Like, yeah, I think it can happen. It's a whole spectrum of that.
That makes me think of maybe another kind of interesting question about the balance of creativity in worship with the, I don't know what I would maybe call like the practicality of kind of trying to lead a diverse congregation, because not everybody has the same maybe affinity for music or appreciation of music. Not everybody has the same, you know, taste or style when it comes to, you know, preference of genres. And, you know, again, we talked about how a lot of worship music in the church is, you know, maybe it's not our favorite, or it can sound the same, or it has a specific style a lot of times. But, you know, I think that there's maybe an important thing to remember sometimes, that yes, God has given us creativity and he wants us to express that, but we also have to try to help lead everybody, a big group of people. Have you found that to be like, I don't know, a challenge when you lead worship?
Yes. In the set, like, just because, it's so true. Like, I was talking to someone yesterday and they were telling me that they can't even clap on beat. And I was like, not even if I like tell you how to count, like, you know, and they were like, no. And I was like, dang, okay, cool. So it's like, I just have to remember that not everybody is a musician, because I just am naturally surrounded by a lot of musicians. My husband is a musician. He's in a couple bands. So, for me, it's been challenging, yet I've loved the simplicity and kind of diving into the simplicity of worship in a lot of ways. But when it comes to style and preference and stuff like that, I've gotten really, I don't want to say the word comfortable, but I've just gotten more accepting of like what the congregational worship is versus maybe what my own personal worship is. Because congregational worship is definitely going to look different for different churches. But for our church, it looks like, you know, I mean, I guess I'm going to say like a classic church, but I guess that's not helpful.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do our songs like we do some Hillsong, some Bethel, but we also do some songs that like we've written as people here at Van City. Yeah. Like, you've written some songs, Levi, and a lot of other people have written songs. So, yeah, I find it difficult, but then it's also like, I feel like here at Van City, we found ways to get creative with the I don't know, classic genre of worship. We've been able to, you know, add fuzz on the bass and like, know, like really like chug on the electric guitars and make it like really rockin'.
So I
feel like that's been really nice, because at old churches, we didn't really have the capability to do things like that just with our resources. And so a lot of the time I was wanting so much more, but then I found actually a lot of beauty in the simplicity of like acoustic sets and like stripped down worship. And I might be a weirdo, but I love stripped down worship nights where it's just an acoustic guitar and no one else.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe people at Van City would not like that, but, because we like it loud, but you know, I think that we get to get creative with how to do congregational worship, if that's the right way to put it.
And I think that there's, like a really important part of that is being able to have something where it helps to create that sense of unity.
So
I think an amazing thing about worship on a, you know, for us a Sunday evening or whenever it is that your, you know, your church is gathering, that we're able to lift our voices in unity.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, saying a liturgy or something.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Where it's like, you know, everybody's voices in unison, saying the same thing.
There's like power in it.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of what we're able to do congregationally with worship and why we're worshiping on a Sunday. And, like, so having songs that sometimes are a little more simple and, like, facilitate that, like, okay, this is a melody that's easy to like catch on to and that people can sing, or the rhythm isn't super crazy because you're like leaving people behind that person that can't even clap, you know, on time or whatever. So there's like that sense of, okay, we want to create a space where everybody can participate and everybody can get it in on what's going on here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But then, yeah, being able and willing to like sometimes step outside of that for the sake of creativity and artistic expression and creating a space where we also maybe help to like stretch people and their expectations or their understanding of like what worship can be.
Yeah.
You know, what music can be and how we can express ourselves toward God. And so, yeah, I find that there's like, it's really important to keep that balance and to kind of trying to pursue both things.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to sometimes for a lot of the time it was hard for me to hear, well, that's not a congregationally friendly song.
Oh, yeah.
But then I got really comfortable with being like, no, I get what they mean because I can sing along to this or I can play along to this. But if they can't, that takes them out of worship instantly.
Yeah.
That's not fair to them.
Yeah.
It's also not fair to me as a leader because then I'm like, what the heck happened out there? You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We've all experienced that. If you haven't yet, you probably will. So sorry, that was probably cut it out.
And
cut
on
it
that out. Note,
cut no. it out.
Yeah. You know, so obviously we've been talking to a lot about music and we're, you know, that's a big part we're saying of what worship is and in the church setting, but what other areas of creativity would you think you see as like worship or have other areas of creativity been like meaningful to you for worship?
Yeah, that's hard only because sometimes I look at worship in a very, well, let me just go like this. Sometimes I'll be like, God, like, let me be worshiping you in the way I talk to my husband right now or things like that. So that's also ways that I find like where I try to kind of turn my attention to that side of worship. But when it comes to like other ways of creativity and like other ways I worship God, I mean, I'm trying to think of, can you? Yeah.
Lexi doesn't like any creativity.
No, I do. I'm trying to think.
Well, I just said worship, except music.
I'm just going to start talking. We can cut this out. But like sometimes I'll like watch a movie and it'll lead me to like times of worship afterward.
Yeah.
And I'm like so overwhelmed by like the storyline or it touches me in ways. And I'm just like, God, you created like that whole thing. You created people who have these experiences and it just leads me into a time of worship. And it's not, I'm not singing or anything, but it's a time where I'm just like at the face of God. And I'm like, dang, like this world is broken. God save us. Like that kind of thing, you know? Or I've had experiences where I'm like, God, you're so good. I just saw like this miraculous thing happen, and then it just leads me to like praising his name.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, it just makes me think of like the kind of classic practicing the presence of God, you know, Brother Lawrence.
Yes, exactly.
God being with us in every moment, and every moment being an opportunity for us to worship.
Yes.
Whether that's in the way that we talk to our spouse,
right,
or the, you know, those moments after seeing a film that's really been impactful.
Right.
Or looking at, you know, artwork or mm-hmm. reading poetry, these creative things, mm-hmm. but also, you know, I was saying earlier, like spending time in nature and
yeah, totally.
Seeing like,
Well,
seeing the creativity of God,
seeing
how he has made other people to be creative.
Yes.
And recognizing that like God is in all of these moments with us. He's
totally.
Always with us. And every moment, not just a Sunday night when we're singing songs,
mm-hmm.
but as a moment where we get to worship.
Totally.
With everything that we have. And what were you going
to
say?
Yeah, I just, I just needed someone to start talking about like that. And then I was like, oh yeah, I experience worship in a lot of ways. But yeah, nature is a huge one for me. I love to paddleboard and I love go and do things like that. And those are times where I'll just go out there and have no phone, no nothing, and just be on like a quiet lake. And like that is times of worship. Or I have two dogs and I get to take them out and I get to watch them run around. And I could go on about dogs for a long time, but I just think that there's a lot.
Dog podcast.
There's just a lot of ways that I have experienced God with my dogs. And it's really interesting to say that at Van City, because some people don't like dogs here. But
that is true.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like dogs here, but...
You know, that's the thing about a church. A lot of people have different preferences about all
they
kinds
do.
Of stuff. We're heading into the spring/summer season, and some people are going to be out there with their dogs, loving every minute of it. And
oh, yeah.
Some people are going to be hating it.
It's the best day of my life.
Wow.
I love dogs.
Thank you for listening to the Van City Midweek Podcast. To know more about what we're up to at Van City, head to vancity.church.